24 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Yes.
It's Air America Radio. We're going to take some calls here in a second. 866-303-2270, but I got to take this call first, because you know, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that America know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, and once again, joining us on the phone from Planet Bush is, of course, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got tweezers, and he's going to pluck the sin right out of your eyebrows.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
It's a good morning.
Okay. Let's talk about these cabinet appointments,
yes.
All right, Lawton? Lots of blacks, Latinos.
Excuse me, I wish you wouldn't throw around hate speech like black and Latino. That implies that these words signify certain physical and cultural traits that have been passed down for generations. These cabinet appointments are American.
Right.
Let's not sully their achievement with your little labels, okay? As if Condoleezza Rice had anything in common with a black woman.
Now, wait a minute. All right, Lawton, these people do have certain physical and cultural traits and represent voting blocks that Republicans haven't been able to appeal to, and that's the only reason that Bush appointed them.
That's President Bush.
All right.
And he appointed them because the system works. That's what's so exciting about America, Mark. Everyone starts right at zero. Everyone has the same chance
come on.
To succeed.
You're saying that since, come on. You're saying Bush, the reason he picked a few, you're saying that since Bush picked a few wealthy, privileged minorities to be in his cabinet, every black and Latino in this country has the exact same chance to succeed as white people?
Well, your label-itis gets a little tired.
All right.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, every baby in America comes out of the womb. Here's a starter pistol. Bang! And then it's go, go, go. May the best man or woman win.
Oh,
the
man.
Cream rises,
oh,
Mark.
Come
the
on.
Cream rises. Then you freeze it, put it on a cone, and eat it.
All right. So,
delicious.
So some kid born in the ghetto has the exact same opportunities as a guy like Bush who grew up in a family of disgusting wealth and influence.
Oh, Mark, there aren't any ghettos. That's one of your socialist words you people make up to make folks feel bad about.
Oh, man.
For President Bush, he's president because he's the most qualified and competent man in America, period. He worked his way up with nothing but his two hands and the iron will to succeed.
Ugh.
It's the same with his cabinet appointment. I got a word for you, Mark. Meritocracy.
No.
Learn it, live it.
Those are partisan political...
That's where we are, baby.
Listen to me. Those people we're talking about are partisan political hacks who will say anything to rich white men in power to get ahead. They hardly represent progress for average people of their race. Okay?
Achievement.
Well, you hear me?
You know, I hate to put on your race goggles, Mark Maron, but Carlos Gutierrez is as fine a representative of the Belgian people as you'll ever meet. Belgian American.
No, he's not Belgian.
They get very sensitive.
He's not Belgian. You know, look, you play the race card for your own political ends and then pretend that everything's fair and equal when you know you're going to win.
Merit.
All right?
Well, I'm sorry if the truth points out your own shortcomings.
No.
I really think you had potential, but you chose not to apply yourself like the people in Bush's cabinet, so maybe now you're a little jealous.
No, I'm not jealous.
I just think it's too bad. You would have made a fine black Secretary of the Interior.
No, look at Lawton. This is not about me.
Sam,
I am not jealous.
Merit.
This is about ruthless ideologues trying to whitewash the inequities in this society with phony appointments that will change nothing.
Merit.
The field is not level, and you know this. You hate it. It's not level. You know it's not level. It is not level. Stop it. Stop it. Yeah. Let's have it.
They're tokens, Mark.
That's
tokens.
It. Yeah.
Bush doesn't care about dealing with them. He just wants their votes.
There you go.
Republicans will do anything to avoid race problems, and then I attack you.
Yeah.
That's what we do when we're wrong. We attack and attack.
Yeah. Bring
we
it.
Really
that's right.
We don't have the answers.
That's good. See
we're
that?
Just throwing.
Yeah. See that?
Whatever.
Look
we
at
don't
what
know.
You are. You're just a little baby.
Know.
Okay. You feel better? You feel better? It's okay, buddy. You feel
better?
Oh, God.
Whoa.
You all right?
Two hands and the iron will to succeed.
All right,
George W. Bush.
All right. That's it. Goodbye.
That's zero.
Goodbye,
one. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you, too. Oh, my God. Sometimes, you know, it's too real, isn't it?
Well, you know, he's starting to scare me because if we had gotten him into the abstinence, then God knows what he would have said.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get into that with him next week.